buenas tardes, aquí estamos en 107.5 FM. Como siempre, en el Foro Musical Mr. Q, aquí en Radio Enlace. Damos las gracias al gran DJ Álvaro Gutiérrez. Todos los sábados de 7 a 8 de la tarde se va pirando para trabajar. Y con la poca voz que tiene el pobre. Mis pantalones se están quemando, busco la puta. It's 3 minutes past 8 o'clock here, local time in Madrid, España. And we're back on the waves with Mr. Q until 9 o'clock here. Only 107.5 FM. It says the clock's past 8 o'clock here, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock actually. 2017, first show for this year. El primer programa para este año de Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Tuning into the King's House in the Country from 1966. From their 66 Face to Face album. Very wicked here. Big shout goes out to listeners out there. UK, US, you know where you are, guys. Sunseek and Andy. Road Dog. And Monsieur Jean-Pierre.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we're going to give a big shout also to the guys in España and Francia. Andaya. Litchfield, UK. Florida, Australia. You know where you are, guys. Well, till 9 o'clock here, and in Foro Musical Mr. Q, we are starting a 2017 show with a couple of old tracks. Here we go with a bit of C6 Steve, Summertime Boy.
I need some sunlight.
5 FM here, C6 Steve, born 1941, yes, commonly known as C6 Steve, and one of Sunseeker Andy's favourites. American blues musician, he plays mostly personalised guitars, actually builds them himself, sings and plays, and usually truts around his life doing casual work, you know what I mean? Originally from Oakland, California, he's a crazy guy, just like we are. Aquí 107.5 Devil's 8 Ball C6 Steve, oh yeah. We're in the middle of winter here, January, it's starting to get cold.
Behind the 8 Ball.
But behind the 8 Ball here in the studio, it's getting warm.
That's where I've been. Behind the 8 Ball, baby. I guess that's where I'm gonna eat. Only woman knows all the trouble I've been in. Real bad luck, that's the cards in my hand. Real bad luck, that's the cards in my hand. The only ace I've ever drawn, would you let me be your loving man? Now I'm gonna tell you my story. Oh, hear me now. Oh, hear me now. Yeah, not daddy calling you chumper. Oh, it's just a waiting for you. It's just a waiting
for you. I'm dying. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm dumb.
Well, we're in the studio here. Yes, it's a Saturday night until 9 o'clock, and we have two great invitees here from New Jersey, New York. Oh, somewhere near New York, anyway. Originally from New Jersey, we've got Two Shoe Jimmy, Irish descent, you know what I mean? And we got Parky Marky sitting away here having his good beer, Spanish Mau. We're going to say good evening to both of them. Good evening, guys.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? Nice to be here.
You sure it's nice to be here?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out.
Okay. Well, these guys are going to be giving us a couple of tracks that's specially chosen from the U.S. Doesn't mean they're U.S. songs, but we'll be tuning in to cover the favorite songs here. Long week in Spain. And lots to talk about, all until 9 o'clock. Only with Mr. Q. Q.
All the trouble I've been in. Behind the hip hop. Behind the hip hop.
Well, a very quick question to Jimmy Two Shoes and Parky Marky. You are familiar with me and Bobby McGee, I guess.
Yes, we are.
You are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chris Christopherson, a track from his Fred Foster. Well, he'd written with Fred Foster, originally performed by Roger Miller. From 1971, we're going to listen to one of the versions from a very more modern singer called Pink. I don't know if you ever heard about this lovely lady called Pink.
Yeah, she does an incredible couple of Led Zeppelin tunes.
She does indeed. Yes, well, here we go with a little bit of Pink and me and Bobby McGee.
Welcome to Sessions at AOL.
Buster Flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumped the diesel down just before the rain, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time eyes, holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang Arizona driving noon. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, it ain't nothing, honey, it ain't free. Yeah. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, here Bobby shared the secrets of mine. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, Bobby, baby, help me from the cold. One day I'm near Selena's Lord, I let him slip away. But he's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all my tomorrows for that one single yesterday to be home. Next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. Well, it's all that Bobby left me. Yeah. All feeling good was easy, Lord, when he came blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La da da, la da da da, la da da da, la da 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 da. Bobby McGee.
Well, me and Bobby McGee, written, as we said, by Chris Christopherson and Fred Foster, originally performed by Roger Miller, and others apart from Pinky Winky here singing, performed also by Grateful Dead, Christopherson himself, and Kenny Rogers out of all of them in the first edition, and most famously, obviously, by a beautiful lady called Janis Joplin, whose posthumously released version topped the US single charts in 1971 and making the song the second posthumously released number one single in the US chart history after Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. So we're going to come back to our invitees in the studio. Yes, we've got Parky Marky there with the headphones on, having his good Mau beer. And I think one of the tracks that you have chosen, Mark, is one from Neil Young called Cinnamon Girl. Any specific reason?
Just only because I'm just amazed that he can play the same note over and over and call it a lead. It's nice.
A lead from the same note from Neil Young, great guy.
I think it's about 70 times or 75, I don't know.
Debuted in the 1969 album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, which is also Young's first album with backing band Crazy Horse. Have you ever actually seen the guy play live?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
In the States?
Yes, in the States, in New York, in New Jersey.
Ah, well, there you go.
A couple of venues.
I saw him do a solo show at the Garden.
Solo with music, yes?
Solo. Him, just him, at Madison Square Garden. And it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Jimmy Two Shoes. We're going to be tuning in now to Neil Young with Cinnamon Girl for the New Jersey guys in the studio with Mr. Q. Coming back to the show here, we're going to be tuning in to another great legend on guitar, Jimi Hendrix. This is another choice from Parky Muggy. The track is called Power of Soul. Give us a little bit of inside, Mark, about this one.
Buddy Miles on drums. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Hendrix started to spread out a little bit and really go at it in the studio, he decided to go with a different drummer as an old army buddy of his. And really came out. Famous New Year's Eve 1970, I think they started
exactly
working together, yeah.
The Band of Gypsies, from their album Band of Gypsies, which was released in 1970. I guess it would be too much to ask if you had ever seen Jimi Hendrix live.
I have not. I'm not quite that old. But okay.
Well, we've got a listener who's actually tuning in right now, Sunseeking Andy, all the way from London, who's actually been a couple of times with Mr. Hendrix. One of the greatest times, I reckon, is in the Marquee, the old original Marquee Club in London, where he saw him go through the crowd with his guitar on top of him, nice. Walking through, and everybody was thinking, well, who the fuck is this guy? And until he got to the stage and they realized who he was. He made his name in the UK, before he got back to the U.S., because I guess in the U.S. they were a little bit anti all sorts of things in those times of years. But here we are with 107.5 FM, tuning in to Jimi Hendrix with Power of Soul. We'll be right back. Guitar Soul from Jimi Hendrix, wonderful electric guitar here from his 1970 Band of Gypsies album, chosen specifically by our New Jersey friend, Parky Markey. Well, talking about New Jersey, Parky Markey, and also to shoo Jimmy here, sitting in the studio, both from originally New Jersey, which is a state in the northeastern and mid-Atlantic regions of the United States.
In case
anybody didn't know, obviously.
It's the Garden State.
It's the Garden State, border in the north of New York, I believe. You both grew up in the south of New York.
It's just over the Hudson River.
Ah, Hudson River.
You can throw a stone and hit Manhattan.
And you can land a plane on that river also,
there
I guess.
You go. Need be.
You both grew up in the States, in New Jersey. Since then, obviously, have moved around the world and got back to wherever you are, New York.
Yep.
What was the music scene like when you were, I don't know, 15, teenager years?
Wow. It was... It was the things you're playing. It was Hendrix. It was the Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Stones, Beatles, who?
Yeah. Well.
And then there was the transition where all of a sudden the alternate punk new wave scene kind of started coming in. And
garage rock at all? Yeah, was that a big thing in Pennsylvania area?
Yeah, little local band. Two Shoes over here was roadie in for some of the little local. There was a section of New Jersey that borders the ocean, the Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
He went down the shore, that's what they said. And big summertime local band scene. Two Shoes here was, roadie in for those guys down that way.
Uh-huh.
And me, I was just a fan.
And where did the soul music interest come in for you guys?
Well, there was a lot of the radio was great. The FM radio in the States at that time in the 70s was pretty cool. There was soul music, there was pop music, there was hard rock music, and it was all just shook together.
Vin Scalzo on the radio, right out of that Ramones song.
Uh-huh.
It was those people, WNEW. And it was people coming in and Sunday night, it'd be coming in with records tapes from new bands from New York City and the surrounding area and local bands and going like, hey, I saw these guys last week. I want you to hear them.
Yeah.
And the DJ's coming in and playing this new music and, just a whole plethora of sounds.
And the soul music was there was Motown, there was also other towns. There was Chicago, there was the Philly soul was a big thing.
Philly soul, yeah.
Big, and there was like the blue eyed soul, the white guys making the soul music too. So
uh-huh.
There was a lot of that going on, and you could hear one after the other, right?
I guess that's the soul and spirit of radio in general is being able to play new bands, new sounds. Sounds that nobody's heard before, and that was the spirit of radio a long time ago, until not very long time ago, actually. Everything is becoming very commercial, obviously, today. But James Brown, when was the first time you listened to James Brown, you guys?
Well, that was, like I said, that was just in the mix back in the 70s. That was just in the mix.
And you've chosen Superbad. Any specific reason for Superbad?
That's one of his best tracks. That's Superbad.
Superbad, chosen by Marky Parky, a 1970 James Brown song, originally released as a three-part single. It went to number one on the R&B chart and number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. They also include the lyrics to refrain, I've got soul, I'm super bad. The positive use of the word bad is an example of linguistic reappropriation, which Brown has done before in Say It Loud, I'm Black and Proud. Well, James Brown, the icon and the godfather of soul, chosen specifically here by New Jersey born. Born? Are you born New Jersey?
Barn. It's the hardest working man in show business, said James Brown. Where's my cape?
Use bound, James Brown, with Superbad, all the way from 107.5.
Watch me! Got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
truth that tells me what to do. Sometimes I tear. Now I got a mood that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself to you. I got soul and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I've got soul. And I'm super bad. Hey! I said I'm super bad. Come on!
To 9 o'clock here, local time. And we're all super bad. We're going from the soul bad music, you know what I mean, all the way from 107.5 FM and to some London sounds. Yes, Road Dog, if you're tuning in, you'll be liking this one. The Clash, Marky Parky, why The Clash? Any specific reasons why you're in love with The Clash?
Somebody said once, The Clash is the only band that matters, and when you start playing The Clash, you have to continue to play The Clash.
Absolutely, so, mate.
You know what I'm saying, right?
I'm sure Nick will be absolutely agreeing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you actually seen The Clash live play?
I have seen The Clash play. I saw them on their last tour before they disintegrated and exploded. Mm-hmm. A great venue. They used to have a pier sticking out from Manhattan into the Hudson River.
I was there.
What was that place called?
Pier 16? No,
Pier,
I don't know what
something
it was.
Or other. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so the only thing that was stopping them turning it up was New Jersey behind them. So, and that was a mile away, so they just cranked it.
So they were big in the U.S.
Combat rock, yeah.
Yeah. Were they considered as a punk band, or?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. They were punk, but then, you know, with...
Initially punk, and then it kind of became more.
They started working with, you know, the Jamaican producer.
Yep.
and started going everywhere. They were just...
You know, they're very, very big in Spain. Mm-hmm. In fact, they came over to live in Spain. In fact, there's a beautiful square in Granada called after the lead singer. We're going to be tuning into a little bit of Clash. You didn't actually ask me which track to play, but I thought I'd choose one for you. Published in 1979... in the United States, one called I Fought the Law, and the law won. Hey, Nick, listen to this one, just for you. FM here, tuning into The Clash, I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Yes, the beautiful square that they named in Granada, I believe, after Joe Strummer, the lead singer there, Paul Simonon, Mick Jones, Topper Hedden, Terry Chimes, Keith Levine, Rob Harper, Pete Howard, Nick Shepherd and Vince White, all musicians of The Clash. Tuning in here to 107.5 FM. Anyway, we're going to change totally and go to the Totally Naked Show here on 107.5 FM. This is not the BBC, no, it is El Foro Musical, the Mr. Q, Q, Q.
Now, pay close attention to this stereo phenomenon. The stereo groove, which follows this announcement, contains two separate programs of music, which sound like this when played together at the same time by the same stylus in the same group.
Well, we're going Irish today. Yes, Jimmy Two Shoes with his Irish descent. We're going to be playing you a little track here by a very good friend of mine, Fairy Tale of New York. Originally by the Pogues. Well, not originally, actually. It's a 19th century track.
In the drunk time, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old mountain dew, I turned my face away. About you,
God, I love you.
I think we've all kind of forgotten Christmas, although I'm sure some of you still got hangovers. Fairy Tale of New York, a song written by Jen Finner and Shane McGowan, first released on the 23rd of November 1987 by the Pogues. And this version is by my very good friend Marty Rafferty from Armagh Island. They actually played this live in Armagh City Square on Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
And this is what came out of it. We'll be coming back to the Irish connection here. Marty Rafferty from Armagh with a great band called Shoot the Preacher. They've done a lot of things in and around the UK, also in and around the US. They've actually released a couple of tracks in the US, and one of their most exciting tracks titled Shoot the Preacher. We're going to tune in here. A great band from Armagh in Ireland. I'm sure Jimmy would like this one. Here, tuning in to Marty Rafferty and the Northern Lights. Marty Rafferty also has a beautiful guitar school. In 2011, had over 215-year-olds experiencing working with within the music industry. He's recorded sessions in the iconic Abbey Road Studios, as well as the Olympic Studios, where they met the Arctic Monkeys, and with the Northern City Lights. He's played in the most prestigious venues around the UK, including the O2 Academy. But we're on to the Irish connection now with Jimmy Two Shoes here in Studio 2. Good evening, Jimmy.
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going, Jimmy?
It's all good. The girl who did the vocals, the female vocalist for the Pogues, plays with my friend, or shows up with my friend Joe Hurley's events in New York City. And Joe Hurley's has the Irish Rock Review coming up around St. Paddy's Day. Uh-huh. And it's a great, great, great show. And it's all amazing musicians from New York, each picking their own individual song, Irish song, to play, and it's a great time.
And this is one of the tracks that you have picked, actually, from Pierce Turner, The Sky and the Ground.
Yeah.
Is that one of yours?
Pierce Turner's a good buddy of mine, yeah.
Yeah. Any Irish connections?
It all goes back to the Paddy Riley's days. Paddy Riley's is an Irish music bar in New York on 2nd Avenue. And it's an all Guinness bar, has a ton of Guinness taps, and the crack and the friends and the camaraderie that I've made there over the years is really incredible.
As you do in an Irish, good Irish pub.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Pierce Turner, born 1956, Irish singer-songwriter, as Jimmy said, after forming a duo of Larry Kirwan, he went solo in the mid-80s.
Larry Kirwan's from Black 47.
Okay, and since released quite a few critical acclaimed albums, but keeping it Irish, no?
Keep it in Irish.
Well, this is one from Jimmy Two Shoes, The Sky and the Ground, from Pierce Turner.
Breathing deep and oh, yawing, I've been there, but never that far, gasping to come round. After going through so much to get what it takes, broken arms in casts and cuts on legs and arms, slobbering over a cup of tea. Refuge for as long as allowed with a breakfast special crowd. But these are the respectable ones. They don't steal or rob. They hold it together in some miraculous way, juggling the juice in the children's allowance, the water and the wine, the cross and the crucifix, the sky and the ground, the water and the wine, the cross and the crucifix, the sky and the ground. It's all they've come to know. They were born with it inside them, 8 miles above the ground. And though they sit within our walls, you can see that they never could belong to the hard-ass tactics of the strong. We assume that there's some kind of option, but I don't know. Their faces would draw out in the street, perhaps, no matter what they did. These are the soft hearts, softer than us at our softest, juggling the laws and the light hearts, riding closer to the sky, afraid of what they found.
Right, we're coming back here to the studios. Apparently, a very good friend of mine here has just sent me a little note about Joe Strummer coming back to the Clash, the London call-in guys. Apparently, there is a Joe Strummer subway. Did you know this guy?
No.
No?
Glad to hear it.
With these signs at each entrance to the subway, where Strummer used to busk, the subway itself contains the next shop with McHagg. whatever that is, and running an art gallery for a few years. McHagg designed and installed these signs on the New York subway, Joe Strummer Subway.
Wow. Awesome.
There That's you go, awesome. You guys.
Check it out.
Well deserved.
Anyway, we're coming back to the Irish connection here with Jimmy. Damien Dempsey. What's all that about then?
Damien Dempsey, great guy, from Ireland, was in New York for a while, and has really, really made a name for himself.
He's a young
really
guy.
Incredible musician, yeah. And yep. His songs are brilliant. And I think this next song coming up is very poignant, very political.
Titled Colony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you listen to the words, and I think you'll get a lot out of it.
He mixes folk music, traditional folk Irish music, I guess, with contemporary Irish music.
And he does does a bit of rap.
A bit of rap, too.
A bit of rap thing in there.
There you go, an Irish rapper.
An Irish rapper.
Sounds like the Forum Musicale of Mr. Q with Damien Dempsey, with... ...107.5, Colony, from Damien Dempsey. It's all a beer we're having, you know what I mean?
I sing the song of the colony. How many years and you still were not free? And your mother cries, and you ask God why. Greed is the knife and the scars run deep. How many races we've much reason to weep? And your children cry, oh, you ask God why. She came from Dunlavin town, the TB came and killed her family all around. Population boom, 11 in 2 rooms. Katie, she came from downtown Dent Street, 10 in a bed, on no shoes on their feet. 1916 came, they played the patriot game. Freddie came from the Ivy Flats, tenement slums and infested with rats, sleeping on damp straw, trying not to break their law. Thomas, he came from Kilmaine in Mayo, semi-starvation was the only life you'd know. In a two-room shack, then jailed and let her frack.
Well, Monkey Man is coming up soon from the Rolling Stones. Meanwhile, Damien Dempsey with Colony. We're going to unfortunately have to cut some of his political tracks out of here, you know what I mean? But, you know, the Irish and the Spanish have got a lot in common. And just to give you a little insight there, my friend Sunsi Ganandi, who actually saw Jimi Hendrix live in London, just texted me saying he saw him in Blasters Club, Queensgate, South Kensington, 1970. Monkey Man, a song by the English rock band The Rolling Stones, from the 1969 album Let It Bleed. And that'll give us our first 2017 end of show for the Forum Musicale, Mr. Q here.
Enslaved and murdered, well, Jesus Christ was their God, and they done it in his name, so he could take the blame. If it's not all a game, with Bible in one hand and a sword in the other.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Monkey Man, song by the Stones, Let It Bleed, 1969 album, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. And with that, leave ya and love ya. And we're going to say thank you very much to Jimmy Two Shoes and Parky Marky in Studio 2 here.
Thanks, man. Peace out.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have these New Jersey guys sitting and suffering through For a Musical de Mr. Q. Before we go, guys, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? You never know. Go on. Give a shout to your...
Yeah, give a shout out to all my friends back in New York, back home. And a big shout out to my dad.
Your dad. That's Senior Jimmy Jutsushu.
Senior.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
What about Paki Maki? Who are you going to say shout out to?
I know all my friends are listening.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know
cool.
They are. And big peace out to you guys. Have good. A nice 2017. Hey, thanks for getting us out of the States for this, all right?
That's good.
Thanks. Well, glad you had the budget to fly us here and everything to get us away from the
mega bucks,
and
mega
that.
Chauffeur. Yeah, and if you're...
Putting us up in the lap of luxury and the limos and the...
And if you're awesome. Tuning in, guys, Jimmy Choo Choo's and Paki Maki on live from Tuesday onwards in Madrid, España.